Happy birthday, Rog. Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's
50.
Not far off it. Yeah, I do feel old tomorrow.
Yeah, you have to talk to us.
That's a pleasure. I don't mind that. That's good.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrade to Dove Men Advanced Deodorant and Body Wash. Let the confidence last.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, Ulster signed an experienced South African winger. Stuart McCloskey was apparently close to sealing a move to France, and George North has announced his international retirement. First up today, though, Richie Murphy has made two personnel changes to his Ireland under 20 team for their must-win game with Scotland on Friday night. Henry Walker is promoted from the bench to start at hooker ahead of Danny Sheehan. Sean Edogbo is restored to blindside flanker with Joe Hopes moving back into the second row. Alan Spicer is the odd man out this week. Ireland need to beat the Scots and hope France beat England if they're to retain their under 26 nations crown. Backs coach Ian Keighley explained the team changes.
With Spicer not playing, he was in there last week for his weight against a strong English scrum. He's in there for a lot more reasons than just that. But Spicer puts in a lot of weight, and we felt that English scrum was a formidable scrum. So we decided that we put Spicer in there to add a bit of weight. But the job that Aaron Dundon done last week, I think every time I looked at him last week, he had the whole front row beside him watching scrums, watching technique, and a lot of credit goes obviously to the front row and the pack for nullifying their big weapon last week. But Aaron Dunham put in the time and effort with them. It was class to see, and it was class to see the lads step up to a good scrum. With Henry, Danny has been doing a really good job. It's also tough on Stevie Smith, who just misses out. There's good competition across that hooker bracket, but Henry's done really well whenever he comes on. And it was we had talked about with the hookers probably giving them even enough game time. Danny probably did really well against France and England in the two really big games, and Henry's done really well since he's come on. So we do have a little eye on the World Cup, trying to create a bit of competition, trying to see players, but also trying to keep that continuity within the team to keep that continuity with the style and the way that we're playing.
Scotland have lost all four of their games in the tournament so far, but Keighley insists Ireland can take nothing for granted.
If I was their coaches, that's what I'd be targeting this week. Is like, can we put it all together? A bit like what we're trying to do as well. In a way, they've got nothing to lose. They're coming over here trying to get a scalp. And as you said, like, they have put passages together. They just haven't been able to really put it all together. So we have identified their threats with their back three, or that they can create something out of nothing. They're number seven, I think, has the highest turnovers in the whole competition. So we're not taking this lightly, and we know that we have to put our best foot forward to, first of all, win the match, and then we'll see what happens from there.
Ulster have confirmed their first signing of the close season. Werner Kock is to join his fellow South African Stephen Kitsoff at Kingspan Stadium. Kock will leave the Sharks, for whom he scored four tries in the URC this season, including in defeats to Munster and Connacht. The 31-year-old's main imprint has been on the Sevens game, winning Olympic bronze in Rio in 2016 and a Commonwealth gold in 2014 with the Blitzbox. Ulster's head of rugby operations and recruitment, Bryn Cunningham, said today that Werner's competitiveness and tenacity in both attacking sense and defensively will fit right in with the energy we want this team to play with. Cock has signed a 2-year deal with Ulster, and it emerged last night that Stuart McCloskey was close to an Ulster exit this summer. Sud-West reported in February that the Ireland centre had attracted the interest of Bayonne, with Midi Olympique claiming that talks had taken place with McCloskey's representatives. McCloskey has an Ulster contract running until the summer of 2025 and had reportedly explored the possibility of an early release to allow a move to France. But with Ulster keen to keep hold of their international, it looks like McCloskey will stay with the province for at least another year. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrade to the Dove Men Advanced Deodorant and Body Wash. Let the confidence last. George North has announced that Saturday's wooden spoon decider with Italy will be his final game for Wales. The Ospreys centre is second on the list of all-time Welsh try scorers with 47, and Saturday's game at the Principality will be his 121st test for his country. However, North was dropped for last week's defeat to France. He was one of Wales' youngest ever internationals when he started against the Springboks in the autumn of 2010 and was then the youngest to score a try, crossing the whitewash twice in that game, a 29-25 defeat. North helped Wales win Grand Slams in 2012 and 2019. They were among four Six Nations Championship wins and he toured with the Lions in 2013 and 2017. North has been restored to the Wales centre for that crucial game with the Atsuri in Cardiff. It's the same centre partnership that started against Ireland with Nick Tompkins alongside North. And indeed, aside from Dylan Lewis starting at tight head, it is the same team that started in that loss at the Aviva. So Wales will line out with Cameron Winnett at full back, Josh Adams and Rio Dyer on the wings. George North is partnered for the final time as a Welsh international with Nick Tompkins. Sam Costello starts at out half, Thomas Williams at scrum half. It's a front row of Gareth Thomas, Elliot Dee and Dylan Lewis. Daffod Jenkins, the captain, is in the second row alongside Adam Beard. Alex Mann gets his fifth cap at blindside flanker. Tommy Reffel starts on the open. Aaron Wainwright will start at number eight. And while the Sharks are getting Werner Koch off their payroll, they continue to hand out contracts for fun, it seems. World Cup winning prop Trevor Nyakane has agreed a move from Racing, where he's coming to the end of a three-season stay. The Sharks have pipped the Bulls to Nyakane's signing. The German club have also signed Jason Jenkins from Leinster and Lions duo Jordan Hendrickse and Manuel Chituka. World Cup winner Andre Esterhuizen is also set to join from Harlequins in the summer. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, thanks to Dove Men Plus Care, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.